Having heard a rumor that Pocahontas County will be holding its own Maple Day celebrations on two weekends later this winter, complete with maple pancakes on the menu and tours of the county's two maple syrup producers, we talked with Kara Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau to learn more.
Kara, I understand that the Convention and Visitors Bureau is going to promote West Virginia Maple Days this year as kind of a weekend getaway. Can you tell me what's going to happen there?
We are, Tim. West Virginia Maple Days will be celebrated on Saturday, February 23rd and Saturday, March 16th this year. This is a program that's been supported by the West Virginia Department of Agriculture for the past several years. And the West Virginia Maple Producers Association was really the fostering organization to promote this event. So we do have an agritourism program in Pocahontas County now, and it's a combination of a variety of different programs, but it does include our maple syrup producers in the county, Frostmore Farms and Fort Warwick Farms. And also as part of the West Virginia Maple Days, they offer public tours on those 2 days, February 23rd and March 16th. We did this last year and doing it again this year as well with those two farms. This year, the CVB has decided that in order to enhance the weekend and to encourage overnight stays in Pocahontas County, we wanted to do something a little bit more. So we have been encouraging our lodging partners to develop special Maple Day packaging. And also, we've been talking with local restaurants and encouraging them to develop special maple menus for those specific days. And we've had several people who have demonstrated interest and who are going to be participating in the programs on those two Saturdays.
You mentioned that both Frostmore and Fort Warwick Farms are going to offer public tours.
Visitors and residents are invited to go to those two farms. Frostmore Farms is located on Route 92 between Dunmore and Frost. Fort Warwick Farm is located just south of Greenbank. There'll be signs along the road directing folks to those locations. They are both open to the public 10 to 4, offering tours whenever you stop by. They're free, so there's no cost involved, but it gives visitors and residents the opportunity to see how maple syrup is produced. And there'll also be some maple product sales as well available. The Fort Warwick Farm tour is more traditional, so Bob Sheets will be showing our guests how maple syrup was produced 100 years ago. When you visit Frostmore Farms, they have implemented a more modern platform to produce maple syrup, and they'll be sharing their technology with the visitor when they stop by. They should visit both of the farms in order to see the differences between how the maple production has changed over the decades. We'll have information available on our Facebook page, so keep an eye out for that. We'll be promoting the overnight stay packaging that our lodging partners are putting together. We will also be putting out information on all the restaurants who are participating. And I will make note that we are asking that our partners who are participating in West Virginia Maple Days and our weekend packaging, that they source the maple products that they are including locally. So we do want them to support our local maple syrup producers.
Anything else?
If anybody is interested in more details and perhaps participating, they can give us a call at 799-4636. And we're looking forward to it.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.